You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And not everything I'm going to talk about today is illegal, but everything that I'm going to talk about today is bad for regular Americans.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm a data wonk.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I talk about food a lot on the show. It's a thing. I am a foodie.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Thursday to everyone. If you have been listening in the last hour, we were very lucky to have our friend from the Center for American Progress Action Fund here to talk about what veterans' health care can look like and might look like as the next days and weeks unfold after the House's adoption of the budget reconciliation bill. All of this in lead up to Memorial Day and our nationwide observances. Well, I have two very special guests that are joining me this afternoon from the Disabled American Veterans. First, we have Commander Gregory Paolo. We are also joined by Al LaBelle, who's on the Legislative Committee and helps lead the Wisconsin Benefits Protection Division. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. And let me just say this first. Thank you for your service in protection of our country. It is appreciated and deeply respected. Greg, Commander, if I can start with you this afternoon. For folks that may not be aware, tell us a little bit about Disabled American Veterans, your organization.
The Disabled American Veterans was founded in 1920, and we were chartered by Congress in 1932. We are a charitable, VA-accredited, nonprofit veteran service organization, and our mission is to ensure veterans lead high-quality lives with respect and dignity. We are the world's largest organization of service injured wartime veterans. And we are at a national level of nearly 1 million members. And our Wisconsin membership exceeds 13,000 members.
Wow. Large organization. Are all of your members injured in service? Or do they also include veterans who were not injured in service but became disabled later?
It's a veteran who has been disabled or injured in service, and it does not have to be in conflict. Training, other mishaps, moving from one station to another station, any type of an injury while you are on active duty makes you eligible to be a member.
Thanks so much. Al, if you can tell me a little bit about the sort of services that you provide to your 1 million wartime men and women that are part of your organization.
Yes, Maggie, but before I do that, I just want to add on that what Commander said is accurate, but there's also another category that might occur, and that is, say, you're a paratrooper who at 28 years old has done 30 jumps, I feel great, whatever. Suddenly they're 50 years old and their back's bothering them, or their knees are shot. So that might be one way, might be a delayed injured in service, but yes, they would be eligible to be a member.
That's important that. Now. As an old has-been college athlete who's done zero parachute jumps, I can tell you my knees, not so good, my friend. I completely understand what you're saying. Tell us, Al, if you wouldn't mind continuing, tell us a little bit about the services that you offer to your membership.
Well, first of all, we help more than 1 million veterans each year in life-changing ways with benefits, transportation, advocacy, employment, and volunteerism. Benefits, we have a office in Milwaukee. All our services, incidentally, are free.
Well, that's an important detail. Free.
Yes.
That's big.
So anyways, we have what I call national service offices in 50 states and Puerto Rico. Our national service officers are highly trained. And again, professional assistance to veterans and their families in obtaining VA and other government benefits. National service officers are all service injured wartime veterans who are attorney. In fact, again, our office, national service office, is at the VA regional office in Milwaukee, and they can be reached by calling 414-202-5736. That number again is 414-902-5736. Just in case we have a listener who is a veteran and is having bad knees and he was a paratrooper.
Folks, that is Al LaBelle. He is on the legislative committee. He also heads up the Wisconsin Benefits Protection Team for the Disabled American Veterans. He's joined by Commander Gregory Paulo. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. Again, that number, if you are a disabled vet, disabled, injured in service, and you are in the Wisconsin area, you can call the Milwaukee office at 414-902-5736. That's 414-902-5736. And as we always do on this fine program, we will put the website for the Disabled American Veterans and that phone number in the notes from today's show. So if you missed that, don't worry. We will give it to you. You can find the show notes by going to civicmedia.us/shows. Commander, if I can ask you next.
Could I just add one thing in there? We have a national service office in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. And if somebody is traveling around and needs to get a hold of the phone number is accessible at any VA regional office. You could get a phone number for our regional office.
Thanks so much, Commander. I wanted to ask you guys about this because I've got a number of uncles who served, and my parents have helped one of my uncles navigate the system to obtain benefits. It is complicated. Both of my folks are retired. It was basically like a full-time job for them for well over a year, again, getting all of the benefits that one of my uncles was entitled to. How do you ensure, is like a social worker assigned to the veteran or their attorney, in fact, to help them navigate the system? Do you have general training sessions for people? Because this is a really challenging process, especially if you yourself are the disabled veteran. You've got all this administration and paperwork and follow-up that's required. How do you help people navigate that system? Commander, let's start with you, if you don't mind.
You would start by going to the National Service Office, and you could access that by getting a hold of any DAV member, and they would be able to forward you that way. Also, in almost every one of our chapters, we have service officers that are out in the area and are close. They do preliminary workups on you, and then send the paperwork to the service office in Milwaukee. And from there, they will submit it for you. And your whole time that your paperwork is with the VA, the National Service Office personnel monitor and follow your progress. And if there's ever any problems that come up or arise with your paperwork and everything, then they're right on it. And sometimes they'll answer it for you because it's just a minor glitch in the system, or they'll get a hold of you and get the answer and give it back for you. But they are constantly monitoring what's happening with your claim.
Wow, Commander, that is, I'm so encouraged to hear that, because again, I've talked with my own family members. Gosh, how would anybody manage this if they didn't have people to help them? And that is part of your organization's mission. Again, folks, this is the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm talking to two representatives of the Disabled American Veterans. We've got Al LaBelle and Commander Gregory Paolo. Al, I wanted to ask you about this. One of the things that I've chatted with my uncles about a few times, the two that are still able to do so often drive long distances to help get other vets to their medical appointments at their local VA center. The Disabled American Veterans, you folks address these transportation issues. Can you tell us a little bit more about your transportation services that you provide to disabled vets?
Yeah, it's an extensive program which provides free rides to veterans who have difficulty getting to and from their scheduled VA medical appointments. Nationwide, last year we gave 235,000 rides. And in Wisconsin, we have 43 volunteer-driven vans. Perhaps you may have seen one crisscrossing the state. And last year, we gave over 16,000 veterans rides to their scheduled VA appointments. Maggie, may I go back to the benefits again?
Of course.
There's two ways. If you're a veteran, and I'm not sure the scope of your program, how far it goes, but you can go to the DAV National website and find your local DAV chapter. It's in one of the drop downs, and just contact the DAV chapter. As Commander Paolo said, there's a chapter service officer that'll help you initiate a claim. Also, we have what is called informational seminars, which we periodically put on and publicize. Like last year, I live in Marshfield. That's where my chapter is. Last year, we publicized it, and we had quite a few people show up. So those are a couple ways that if you're a veteran and you're wondering, hey, am I eligible for a benefit? Those are a couple methods that you might use.
Wonderful. Thank you. That is Al LaBelle. Mr. LaBelle, you may live in Marshfield now, but I'm going to hazard a wild guess that you may not have been from Marshfield, Wisconsin originally, sir.
How did you guess?
Again, some very keen sense of intuition I have.
Massachusetts,
sir. We've got Al LaBelle and we've got Commander Greg Paolo, both of the Disabled American Veterans. We're going to have more of a discussion with these gentlemen about the other services that the DAV provides to disabled vets here in Wisconsin and across the 50 states and Puerto Rico. We're going to have their website, the number from the Milwaukee chapter, all in our show notes, so don't worry if you missed any of that. But you're not going to want to miss any of my upcoming conversation with these two fine veterans. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Everybody, welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, in our ramp up to our observance of Memorial Day, we've been very fortunate to be joined by a number of guests addressing veterans' issues. This afternoon is no exception. It's my privilege and honor to be joined by two veterans from the Disabled American Veterans, Commander Gregory Paolo and Al LaBelle, who's on their legislative committee and helps head up the Wisconsin Benefits Protection Team at the DAV. You can find out more about all of the DAV services by going to their website. Now, we're going to include all of this information in our show notes, but if you do want to write it down, here's their website. It's dav-wi.org. That's dav-wi.org. And just before the break, we were talking with these two fine gentlemen about some of the transportation services. Mr. LaBelle shared with us that in 2024, the DAV gave over 235,000 rides, that their vans traveled over 9.2 million miles. Here in Wisconsin, they traveled nearly 500,000 miles. If you would like to become a volunteer driver, or if you yourself are a vet that needs a ride to your VA medical appointments, you can call this number. And again, all this info in the show notes. Here's the number, 920-338-8620. That's 920-338-8620. Commander Paolo, while we were in commercial, you asked me to ask you to be sure that people knew about the transition service officers that are at military bases. Tell us more, Commander.
Yes, the DAV also has transition service officers that get together with the veterans before they separate from the service, and they get them started on their VA claims. And they get it all lined up for where they're going back for their home base when they get out. And in addition to that, they also give counseling to us on how to do job interviews and how to dress for job interviews, because most of us are going to be separating out and going to a job. And actually working in the military is a lot different than working in the civilian community. And so they give you guidelines and dressing standards so that it can help you with your interview process.
Those kinds of things, I think, get overlooked so frequently, right? When people, whether it's transitioning out of the military or even, you know, going to your first job interview, I knew I needed to figure that out and could have used some help myself when I was entering the job market. But those kinds of things are absolutely essential for any service member transitioning out of active service. Al, let me ask you a bit about the volunteerism programs within Disabled American Veterans.
Yes, Maggie. That's one of our key programs, and we have numerous volunteers at the VA medical centers at Milwaukee, Madison, and Tolma, along with state veterans homes. And we have what is called an LVAP program, veterans who help in the local community. Like somebody my age, I don't enjoy shoveling snow anymore. So usually there'll be a volunteer that will come and help me shovel the sidewalk. And that would be considered part of our local veteran assistance program. Nationwide, we're logged in over, we keep the number of hours that a veteran volunteers. So nationwide, we had 3 million volunteer hours. And in Wisconsin last year, we had 89,000 roughly hours of volunteers did at the either state or VA facilities.
That is essential. And I can tell you this, Al, I think you might have a couple, 2-3 years on me, sir, and I don't even like shoveling anymore. That is a drag. I consider that my fitness workout for the day, and it like box checked. But folks, again, remember, you can volunteer some of your time for Disabled American Veterans. You can check out those programs at dav-wi.org. Now, Commander, I think I moved a little bit too quickly. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about your employment programs, because you host a ton of events, a ton of job fairs. You also help veterans who are starting their own businesses. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes.
Let me get go ahead, Greg.
We've got some service programs for employment, and through partnership with Recruit Military, DAV sponsors career fairs, both in person and virtual, to connect veterans and their spouses with employers who are committed to hiring them. Last year, we hosted 101 events with 31,700 attendees, resulting in 12,590 job offers. Recently, the DAV started a patriotic boot camp, which for disabled American veteran entrepreneurs, and it's a building block of networking of these veterans and their different business organizations, and how they work problems, and other people that are with them can ask them about the problems and how they worked it, because they have like a similar problem. So
that's
those are
terrific.
Some programs we have.
That is Commander Greg Paolo, Mr. Al LaBelle of Disabled American Veterans. Gentlemen, again, thank you for your service. May you have a blessed Memorial Day observance coming up. Folks, don't go anywhere. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll have all the information shared here this afternoon from these two fine gentlemen in our show notes for today. Again, that's the Disabled American Veterans. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, if you work in a business of, I guess, maybe 10 people or more, the odds are you've got a veteran that's one of your coworkers. If you own a business, you've got veterans working for you. That's why it's so important, and I'm so pleased to have joining me Thomas Parr. He's the membership director for the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce as we build up to Memorial Day. So important to acknowledge, elevate, and lift up the veterans in each and every one of our families and communities. Welcome to the show, Thomas. Thanks so much for making time.
Well, thanks for having me, Maggie.
Tell us, what does the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce do, and where can people find out more about your organization?
Well, I appreciate the question. So the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce has been around for 10 years now. We're having our anniversary this fall, and it's going to be fantastic. We are a chamber of commerce, just like any other chamber of commerce, but we focus on veteran-owned and veteran-friendly businesses here in the state of Wisconsin and elsewhere. And if you wanted more information about the chamber, you could go to our website at wiveteranschamber.org for more details.
Folks, as we always do, we'll include that website. That's wiveteranschamber.org. We'll have that in our show notes for today. Well, happy anniversary, Thomas, to you and the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. I know from working with a lot of small and medium-sized business owners that trying to support veterans within their organizations that might be working with and for them is really critical. I'm sure you focus both on veterans in the workplace, but also veteran-owned businesses. So you used a term there, Thomas, that I wanted to ask you a bit about. How does a business owner, if we've got business owners listening today, how do they make sure that they've got a veteran-friendly business, that veterans feel supported as employees, that they feel invited and welcome, that this is going to be a workplace that supports them if they're advertising job openings and the like?
Well, that's a fantastic question, and we get that quite a bit. In terms of what can we do to make our, you know, our business and the employment, you know, the workforce a little more palatable. And what we do is we ask them a couple things. Number one, if you're looking to get veterans in your workspace, what are you doing to attract veterans? And the misnomer is there's a whole bunch of unemployed vets running around and it should be pretty easy to bring them into our time and space. And that's a misnomer. If you look at current, statistics from the state of Wisconsin and from the federal government, unemployment rate in Wisconsin right now is hovering around 3.3%. And the veteran unemployment rate is just a little bit higher than that, around 3.7%. And we tell veteran-friendly employers, if you want to get veterans into your workspace, you got one of two things that you have to do. Either make it more exciting and a little more, friendly to come over to your spot and take them from another business and make it more, beneficial for them to make that move to your business. Or you got to recruit off of, active duty and things of that nature and try to be more proactive as they're coming into the workforce and try to make your business look better than your neighbors. So there's two things that we do with the chamber. We attempt to help our small business owners who are veterans by mentoring them and giving them the tools in the toolbox in order to be successful. And we also have a program called Invest in Vets, where we can come into a business and look at what you're currently doing and what you could be doing. And those things have been fruitful for not only the small mom and pop shops, but some sizable organizations.
Yeah, I was reading about the Invest in Vets program. Sorry about stuff. It's a mouthful there on your website. Again, that website is wiveteranchamber.org. And it's, again, looking to help service members and their families in employment, right? And I think that that's a really key element. We can talk about vets as employees. I also wanted to ask you, Thomas, about how the chamber works to support veteran-owned businesses. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Thomas?
Well, our mantra, and we actually have a commercial that we run periodically, is most people only think about veterans 2 days out of the year. Mm. And at the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce, that's all we think about. So our, veterans is in our title, and that's kind of what we kind of wrap our collective heads around as a staff every day to figure out what can we do to promote our veteran-owned businesses in this state. The mission statement for the chamber is to make Wisconsin the best state in the United States for veterans to call home, and raise a family, work here, and make this their last stop. And we attempt to do that by looking and asking our veteran-owned businesses, what do you need? And a lot of times, there's three things they need. They either need financial capital to keep their doors open, or they're worried about retirement or the succession plan. What are we supposed to do with our business once we're ready to give it up? And then the other thing is, where are we supposed to live and how are we supposed to pay for certain scenarios in terms of where you're actually going to have your business. So we try to work in conjunction with other members within the chamber first to try to find those solutions. And with Invest in Vets, going back to that, the cool thing about that is we look at recruit, develop, retain, and sustain your workforce. And that includes we have coaches that can help the C-suite figure out a few things on what's going on. It doesn't necessarily have to be the veteran flavor. It's just, why do we have this unending hiring process where we can't keep anybody till retirement? So there's a lot of things that we work with to get the business owner where they need to be. And a lot of times we have a lot of free things that we can do, like using UW Systems SBDC or a score or things of that nature, and kind of give them a gentle recommendation on where they need to go to get some information.
Folks, that's Thomas Parr. He's the membership director for the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. I love the fact that you're talking to employers about how to really work with their workforce, right? You talked about recruitment, retention, sustaining, developing talent. And when employers get better at doing that for employees writ large, and they have increased awareness and understanding of the needs of veterans specifically, it works to the business owner's benefit overall. Thomas, if someone listening wants to get involved with the Veterans Chamber of Commerce, if they've got vets that they know are working for them, if they'd like to attract and try to recruit more veterans, or if a vet listening is looking to start his or her own business, how can they reach out to the chamber and get involved?
Well, I would say go back to the website. We have an email link there on the front page. You could send us an email anytime. And we're not a veteran service organization, but we know all the key players. We work with the federal government all the time. We work with the state of Wisconsin, especially the Department of Workforce Development and Economic Development Corp and a few other organizations. And we have some nonprofits in the wing too. That's all free. So regardless, whatever question you may have about veterans in the workspace or veteran-owned business or how to start up things, please send us an email. The other thing I let you know, Maggie, is I'm a veteran myself, and a lot of times what you'll find is veterans don't self-identify. And there's a lot of free programming and things of that nature, especially through the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, which could entitle your spouse and your children to get free college and things of that nature. And for whatever reason, veteran-owned businesses aren't self-identifying, at least through the state of Wisconsin. I'll give you a perfect example. You could go on the DVA website and currently look at how many businesses in the state of Wisconsin identify as either a disabled American veteran business or just a veteran business. And there's around 800 on their website right now in terms of their spreadsheet. But if you look at federal statistics, there's around 6,000 businesses in the state of Wisconsin. So it's severely underreported. And that's kind of to the detriment of that veteran-owned business, because sometimes we just want to see, we get our blinders on as veterans and we don't want to look to the left and right. We just want to steer straight ahead. And that's kind of some of the things that we work on with our veteran-owned businesses is networking, things of that nature. You got to get in front of people and say hello.
I can imagine that is a key to unlocking all kinds of potential opportunities. Because again, as you point out, Thomas, both on a state and federal basis, being a registered veteran-owned or disabled veteran-owned business can present a number of opportunities, and awareness about those opportunities is key. Again, you can find out more about the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce at veteranschamber.org. Thomas, wanted to just ask you personally, you mentioned that you're a vet. I would be remiss if I did not say thank you for your service. But that is often the pat line that so many vets hear from people. When someone says that to you, Thomas, is there something that you hope that they do beyond simply checking the box of a verbal thank you to vets? How do you want people listening to better support veterans in our communities and in our families?
Well, first off, I appreciate the sentiment, and I always introduce myself and say hello to fellow vets by saying thank you for your service. I don't know what they've gone through. They don't know what I've gone through. And the big thing is just say hello. That's the first step. And if that's all you do, that's better than normal. My backstory is I spent 13 and a half years in the Army, and I did 24 years with the City of Madison Police Department as well. I retired a couple of years ago from them. And that thought process is that goes a long way. Just saying hello and thank you is a good step in the right direction, I think.
Well, Thomas, I certainly appreciate that. As a former public servant myself, spent over a decade in public service, both with the City of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. I have a family of public servants. I have a family of vets. I really, really do want to thank you for serving all of us and your community and such in such a selfless way. These are jobs that rarely get thanks, and they deeply, deeply deserve them. Tell us very briefly, we got about a minute left, Thomas. Are there some events coming up with the Wisconsin Vet Chamber of Commerce that you would like folks to know about?
Yes, there's two huge ones. So Fisher House, Wisconsin, they're the equivalent of Ronald McDonald House, but for veterans families. They're doing a huge icebreaker on September 4th in Madison. It's on our events calendar. Please take a look, because we're attempting to get some money for them to build the Fisher House for Dane County.
That is wonderful. You can check out all the upcoming events, including the Fisher House event on September 4th. I think they might have something coming up in October at Lambeau Field. You can check all that out at WisconsinVeteransChamber.org. We'll have that website in our show notes. Big thanks from all of us here at Civic Media to you, Thomas Parr, and the entire Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. Keep it locked, everybody. We'll be right back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We did not get to the discussion today about the intentional use of trauma as a political tactic embraced by Elon Musk, Russell Vogt, and a lot of them. I will cover it tomorrow. We have the sound. I want to put that together. I want to give it its due. So we will talk about that tomorrow. I apologize to everybody that we didn't get it today. Also tomorrow, and this is important, did you know that Donald Trump is considering deploying National Guard troops into our streets without invoking the Insurrection Act? I'm going to discuss that. 20,000 National Guard troops marching through our streets. This is possible. This is being discussed as we speak, as we convene together here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow as well. But let's return to your phone calls, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Richard from Waukesha, hello, sir.
Hi, young lady. I can say that because I'm old fogey.
I'll take young lady any day of the week, my friend.
Okay, I got a piece of work that is as good as my in-the-park home run way back in the day.
Okay.
I have a film. I grew up in the high school in the 60s, and it's about a group that was the largest anti-war film group organized in the country. And it was called The Weather Underground. Now, this film is superb. It happens when Nixon is in impeachment or in negotiating his resignation.
Resignation. What's the name of the movie about the underground?
It's called The Weather Underground.
It is.
Now,
okay.
This.
Sorry, Richard, we got to get to a couple more calls. We could talk about the Weather Underground on the show for an entire show. I think the movements in the 60s for civil rights, the anti-war protests, for equal rights and equal pay for women are an exemplar, are a point in history that we can look to as an example of how to invigorate grassroots movements now in response to this attack on the middle class, this attack on the working poor, and this full-hearted embrace of a regime that benefits only the very wealthiest among us and makes it impossible for you and your kids to do better. You want to be one of the wealthiest? Yeah, well, what the big brutal bill that they're debating is going to lock you out of that possibility. That's how they're rigging the system. They are rigging the economy to screw you and your family. It is happening today on Capitol Hill. It is signed and authored by the MAGA regime, by the corrupt commander-in-chief. That is what is up. That is what is at stake. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're up next, sir.
Too many on the right in our government and on the MAGA side, you know, there this line kind of paraphrasing the Declaration of Independence, deaf to the voice of justice and toward, and to paraphrase the phrase, to our shared humanity. And what does this big, beautiful bill, ugly bill, do to actually further the establishment of justices in this country or promote the general welfare, which is a primary reason of our government to exist, to promote the general welfare, not the specific welfare of the people at the top.
Yeah. Mark, thanks so much. Appreciate you. Cam from Appleton, got to make it quick. Hi, friend.
Hey, I mentioned this on Dom's show before, and I think I'm getting closer to a solution here, but this whole timeline is screwed right now, and I pinpointed when it started to get screwed, and it's back when one Kim and Kanye West sex tape was made, and if we can go back and destroy that from ever being released to the public, I think we'd be good.
What was that movie, like the but with the butterfly thing, the one flap of the butterfly wings and history is differently. I actually, Cam, I kind of see where your head's going with this, like the degradation of our attention span and everything getting sucked up by the Kim Kardashian sex tape, .. And here we are. I hope it is not that simple because, wow, we got a lot of garbage flying around the information sewer these days. To finish this out this afternoon, I'm going to give credit to Charlie Sykes, his Substack. He actually quoted conservative Charles Krauthammer in his Substack today. And I think sometimes for those of you who may be listening that are conservatives or, you know, sort of maybe dabble in that, maybe a little bit more right-leaning. I want to quote some of the words that Charlie elevated from Mr. Krauthammer that I think are incredibly important and salient today. And it's about, why do we care? Why do we argue about these things? And it spoke to me. I have always cared about politics, and I always will. And here's what Charles Krauthammer had to say about why we all should care. In the end, all the beautiful, elegant, good things in life, the things that I care about, the things that matter, depend on getting the politics right. Because in those societies where they get it wrong, everything is destroyed, everything is leveled. He echoes John Adams when he wrote, "I must study politics and war so that our sons and daughters may have the liberty to study mathematics, art, and philosophy." And this to end our time together today. Politics is the moat, the walls beyond which lie the barbarians. Should we fail to keep them at bay, and everything burns. With that, that's going to do it for us on this Monday, Memorial Day. I hope you have all had a wonderful remembrance and thanks for all of our veterans that have given us their ultimate sacrifice. Remember, I will stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for our veterans. Take care.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.